This call is being recorded.
Okay, thank you everybody for being on the call this evening. And thank you, Marshall, for inviting Mike. So we have Marshall, and Marshall is from North Carolina. Mike is from Florida. And we have Kim and James from Vancouver, and we have Carol from Campbell River. And there'll probably be a few more coming on the call as we do our presentation. I want to start off by with some announcements. So recently we had Sylvia Rogers, who did an excellent talk on brain power. She was sponsored by Nature Sunshine Products. And we had an event in Kelowna that had close to 100 people in attendance, and that was very awesome. And then we had an event in Vancouver with an attendance of 35 people. And then she also spoke in Calgary, St. Albert, Winnipeg, and I believe somewhere down in the east. Now, her presentation is really worth your while to listen to. She will be doing a webinar on Wednesday, June the 7th, this coming Wednesday. And that's at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's my time here in British Columbia on the West Coast. If you would like to register and listen to that webinar, send me an email and I will connect you with the link, because there is a link that you have to register with. She presents Dr. Amen's findings. Dr. Amen used Nature Sunshine products for people who had ADD, ADHD, normal depression, and there is a copy of SPECT scans that Dr. Amen had done, the before using the product and 3 months later after using the Nature Sunshine products. The difference is amazing. Holes in the brain, I call them holes. Holes in the brain were filled up within 3 months. So it's well worth your while to listen to that one. I also want to discuss Dr. Rogers' prize. So recently I completed my very big project on the nomination application for the Dr. Rogers Prize. This is the third time I have been nominated for the Dr. Rogers Prize by Jacqueline Johnston. She's from Vancouver. This is a $250,000 prize that is awarded to someone who has done significant work in the area of CAMS. CAMS stands for Complementary Alternative Medicine, particularly in the area of cancer. The reason I was eligible is because I have over 30 years of experience in complementary alternative medicine. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has sold over 5,000 copies. I'm co-authored with a book called Mud Pies. My daughter is the author of the book, Mud Pies. It has sold over 1,000 copies. And because I have developed TAFI. TAFI is an acronym that stands for Taking Action for Your Health, which is now a recognized curriculum by Nature's Way Herbal Health, and that is run by Dr. Kathy Dean. And it's recognized as a curriculum of study at the Canadian College of Humanitarian Medicine, and that's Dr. Sheila. And a year ago, it was translated into the French language by 7 naturopathic practitioners who are now teaching it in the French language. How do I plan to use the money? I plan to use the money as scholarship funds for the TAFI education project. So I'm going to move into talking a little bit about TAFI. What is TAFI? TAFI stands for Taking Action for Your Health. It's a structured, result-oriented, 15-minute daily teleconference call with an expert TAFI grad leader. It's a unique program where you work with a team of 4 to 6 people following a committed health protocol using Nature Sunshine products. TAFI is coupled with meticulous, quality-controlled, therapeutic nutritional products, which are Nature Sunshine. There are 38 TAFI lessons. Each one of them are emailed to you on a daily basis to educate you all about the sources of inflammation, how to address them, how to use foods, what are the right foods, how to do superfoods, what are they, your supplements and herbal combinations to both prevent health challenges and to overcome health challenges, whatever they may be. Taffy teaches you how to become responsible for the health of your own body and educates you on how to empower your family, your friends, your clients in a perpetual healthy lifestyle. The intention for Taffy is to improve your health dramatically, to be empowered to do so, to set the stage for your health for the rest of your life, and to be to help others to do the same. And if you so choose to do this as a business, there is a business opportunity for you, for anybody that wants to take this on. There are numerous success stories from people who have become Taffy grads. And I do have a website. It's www.tafyh.net if you'd like to check it out. I have one more announcement. On Saturday, June the 17th, if you happen to be in the Kelowna area at 7:30 in the morning, we have a breakfast meeting at the Kelowna Golf and Country the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. And the presentation is by me, Donna Ross, on cancer. The answer is outside the box. I haven't done that one for a long time. So thank you for the newcomers that have just come on the call. I appreciate your attendance. And I promised this evening that I would focus on the research and science behind Taffy. I want to say one thing that's very unique about Taffy is that it is not only documented by science, but it follows the laws of nature. And there's a significant difference. So to explain, we'll just go to the example I use is the example on thalidomide. As you know, many years ago, thalidomide was proven scientifically to be safe and effective, and it was prescribed to many pregnant women. Well, the end result of that was disastrous. As we know, many babies were born without limbs. So science, all of a sudden, regarding thalidomide, changed. The laws of nature do not change, and that's what we follow in Taffy. So here are some of the research scientists that we use to back Taffy up. In 1890, Antoine Bichamp, a researcher and biologist, said this: "A deficiency of mineral elements allows morbid waste matter to accumulate." Dr. Ziegler, in 1903, wrote the book Medical Pathology that was used in medical universities, and that was in 1903 as a textbook. And he said this, quote, "Cancer starts from an injury and progresses into infection." Dr. Alexis Carroll, Nobel Prize winner, kept chicken heart cells alive in a freshwater and mineral-rich solution for 34 years. So we see the significance of minerals here. Dr. Fibiger, 1926, Nobel Prize winner, observed rats in a sugar warehouse get cancer. Dr. Otto Warburg, 1931, Nobel Prize winner, proved fermentation of sugar feeds cancer. Dr. Bernice Eddy, 1960, injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured, and to her horror, they all developed tumors. She said that in 1957, if you were to institute, she warned her colleagues, if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She said that in 1957, and she was fired. Dr. Christopher said there is no such thing as an incurable disease. There are only incurable people. Dr. Jerry McLaughlin, 1973, did 20 years of research studies using papa, which is a herb, for cancer of lower animals. And he said this, quote, "Papa is almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy." Dr. Linus Pauling, 1970s, he's the father of vitamin C. He said this, "You can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency." Dr. Davis wrote the book Wheat Belly, and he said this, quote, gliadins were intentionally put into wheat 40 years ago to increase appetite. You have to get this. Genetically modified 40 years ago. There were Belgian scientists that proved colostrum is scientifically documented to bind toxic lectins that we find in present-day grains. Dr. Perlmutter, he wrote the book Grain Brain. His research revealed that modern wheat is capable of producing more than 23,000 different proteins, any one of which could trigger a potentially damaging inflammatory response. Dr. DiAdamo tested lectins with blood cells. Lectin intolerance reactions occurred in the gut, occurred in the general circulation in the artery walls, in the brain, in glands, organs, as well as red blood cells. Lectins are found in present-day grains. Dr. Fried, in diabetes, lectins have been known to cause inflammatory response. Besides avoiding all toxic lectins found in cereals, nightshades, and beans, the health product glucosamine, which is available through Nature Sunshine, binds toxic lectins and is very effective in soothing inflammatory responses in arthritis. And that's Dr. Fried, his science. Dr. Arpad Poutse, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that one right. He said, the toxic lectin found in latex has been engineered into transgenic tomatoes for antifungal purposes. The consequence of this action will bring on an outbreak of tomato allergy to latex-sensitive people. Dr. Poutse's job was terminated for publishing and releasing this information to the general public. Further science on lectins. Small rodents fed lectin foods were found to have a stripping away of the mucus lining in their stomach walls, thereby exposing the vulnerable walls to bacteria and protozoa, with the end result of gastric ulcers due to the overgrowth of H. pylori bacteria. So we get the picture of lectins found in all grains, that means breads, can strip the mucus lining of the stomach wall, and that could lead to H. pylori bacteria. I just want to also say that we do have a product with Nature Sunshine called ULCR. It was specifically designed to destroy the H. pylori bacteria that's commonly found in the stomach area. So instead of taking a drug, you can take a natural herbal supplement, ULCR. I'm referring now to Dr. Axe. He said leaky gut affects the whole body. It affects the brain, so you have symptoms of anxiety, depression, and ADHD. It affects the thyroid, so you can have Hashimoto's disease, hyperthyroidism, or Graves' disease. It affects the colon, so you can have constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome. It affects the adrenals, which can cause extreme fatigue. It affects the joints with symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis, headaches, and fibromyalgia. It affects the sinuses, so you end up with frequent colds and food sensitivities. The father of medicine, Hippocrates, concluded that all disease begins in the gut. In 1922, Dr. Blass said this, in order to fully utilize oxygen in the process of oxidation, it is imperative that the vital fluids be efficient carriers of this element. if these fluids are deficient in the inorganic minerals, which are contained in the wholesome drinking water, or in the organic minerals supplied by use of natural organic food, they fall below the normal standard. So we start to see that oxygen is related to minerals, and we're all mineral deficient. In 1988, Dr. Brent Davis found cat's claw to be effective in treating ulcers, gastritis, Crohn's disease, diverticulitis, and irritable bowel syndrome. Dr. Ambrose, co-founder of Oregon College of Oriental Medicine, got excellent results using cat's claw for Crohn's disease, ulcers, fibromyalgia, and asthma. Dr. Judy. It took 67 generations of studies by Dr. Judy and 30 years of research to develop the Nature Sunshine's highly absorptive, crystal-free CoQ10 product. And he said, when a cancer patient takes the crystal-free CoQ10, it is broken down into the G protein in the liver and then circulated through the body, thus stopping the growth of cancer cells. He also said that 87% of cancer patients have low plasma CoQ10. Two dentists, Dr. Hal Huggins and Dr. Boyd Haley, proved that toxins liberated by infected root canals in the teeth were almost 1,000 times more toxic than botulism. So this is some of the science and scientific research that we use in the course TAFI, Taking Action for Your Health. If you happen to take an interest in TAFI, please communicate with me. My website is www.donnaroth.com and register for it. It happens via teleconference calls. 5 days a week, we meet for 20 minutes a day, and you get the educational information, you express your accountability and your commitments, and you work with a group of, or a team, I should say, a team of 6 people. I'm presently taking registrations for TAFI Team 37. Okay, I want to move into now the discussion of the 5 pillars, which are injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation in regards to degenerative disease conditions such as cancer, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, diabetes, and so on. So let's just start off by defining cancer. What is it? How can we ever take on the responsibility of preventing cancer from happening in our body or overcoming cancer if we happen to have it, if we do not understand what it is? Here it is. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens when there is an injury and the repair of that injury is not made due to a nutritional deficiency and an oxygen deficiency, and the cell walls in that toxic injured area become mutated by a fungal infection. So we can now pull this definition of cancer apart. Now, I'm getting some background noise. I don't know where it's coming from. And maybe it would help if you have a mute button on your keypad. If you mute out, that would probably help. I'm getting some scritchy, scratchy noises here, and I'm not too sure where it's coming from. All right, let's take this definition of cancer apart. So for cancer to occur, several factors need to be in place. Number one, there is an injury. Cells in our body don't randomly replicate. They follow the laws of nature. They replicate for a reason. They replicate to repair an injury. And we understand in cancer, there is continuous cell replication. For that reason, there is an injury. even Dr. McDougall, who studied the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs, stated this, quote, cells have rules. There's your laws of nature. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. It is the stem cells that are responsible for healthy cell replication. Healthy cells cannot replicate unless all the required nutrients are in place. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells just absolutely cannot take place. And again, I quote Dr. Blass. Dr. Blass said, oxidation is the source of life. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area, to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris, and that toxic debris causes inflammation, prevents the oxygen and nutrients from reaching the injured area. Number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. It's now so stagnant in that toxic injured area that this toxic debris leads to a fungal infection with the absence of oxygen. So here's where we discuss the five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Let's start with injury. I've already mentioned Dr. Ziegler, who said that cancer starts from an injury, and he was specifically referring to a blow, a crushing, fracture, mechanical irritation, rubbing, scratches, and so on. These are all physical injuries, and a physical injury could also be a fall or a car accident. But let's go beyond that. Exploratory surgeries cause injuries. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries. I've never had a mammogram, and I will never have one. They cause an injury. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injury. It's not the sun that causes the problem, it's the burn. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Drugs of various kinds can cause leaky gut, which means gut permeability, and that can cause injury to the stomach walls. Alcohol can cause injury to the liver, the kidneys, or the pancreas. We talked about toxic lectins that are found in all present-day grains. They cause gut permeability or leaky gut. And that causes an injury. Not only that, they move right into the bloodstream, and they can accumulate in the various cells and tissues and organs of the body, thereby causing an injury to that vulnerable, weak organ. Phytates found in present-day grains deplete vitamin D3 and deplete numerous minerals, thereby causing an injury to a weak internal organ or gland. Root canal procedures can cause injuries. Injuries can come from various nutritional deficiency. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has a significant study that was done by agricultural scientists who analyzed food values of different foods in 1941. So these are foods grown in soils of 1941. They then repeated this analysis on foods that were grown in soils of 1991. And the nutrient value differences are shocking. broccoli had 75% less calcium. All fruits had 27% less zinc. Spinach, 60% less iron. And there's a whole list in my book. The bottom line was, they said you would have to eat 10 tomatoes in 1991 to give you the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. Dr. Hulda Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers. She showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer situation. Just think about this. If there is an accumulation of toxic debris somewhere in a weakened organ, that toxic debris invites parasites. So, for instance, think about the prostate, which could be a particularly vulnerable area for a candida, or for a lectin accumulation, or for heavy metal accumulation. This is all toxic debris that invites parasites. And that parasite can cause an injury to the membrane of the prostate, just like a worm eats through a leaf of a plant. Infections can cause injury. So think about an accumulation of toxic debris in the cervix that can invite human papilloma virus. And this virus will damage the cervix, thereby leading to possible cancer. It's interesting to note that during our Vancouver session with Sylvia Rogers on Brain Power, we had a lady, her name is Pearl, and Pearl had cervical cancer. So she came up to the front after our presentation was over, and she was able to relate her story using the therapeutic nutritional program for her cervical cancer and how she was able to overcome it simply by using high doses of good nutrition to feed the cells and clean out the toxic debris and clean out the fungal infection. Think about infections in the liver. If there is hepatitis, for instance, in the liver, if it's not corrected, that could lead to a serious injury in the liver. We do not use antibiotics here, which rob your gut of good bacteria and also cause leaky gut syndrome. We take cat's claw combination in high doses, and we can take silver in high doses. Antibiotics also are known to feed candida. Everyone should have cat's claw combination and silver on their shelf for those moments when they end up with an infection internally. Dr. Scott Livingston and Dr. Siebert found microbes in all kinds of cancer cases. Well, just think about this. If there is a toxic, unhealthy inner tissue, that can invite microbes to grow in that toxic, unhealthy tissue, which can cause an injury. It's interesting that these microbiologists were scoffed at, laughed at, and mocked. But they did not cave in. They held firm to their scientific findings. Dr. Versandol, Simoncini, Lustig, they all stated that the cancer injury was caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida yeast is fed by sugars, starches, antibiotics, various drugs. Candida is known to grow a tendril structure, a root structure that can poke holes in the gut membrane and cause leaky gut syndrome. This candida can then escape into the bloodstream where it makes blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients. Candida is also known to produce xenoestrogens, toxic estrogens, that are known to feed cancer. These xenoestrogens also are known to destroy the function of the thyroid, and the thyroid is responsible for metabolism and iodine sources when the radiation is too high. We need iodine for radiation absorption. The xenoestrogens from candida also scramble up all kinds of hormones in our body, and they're the misery behind infertility, menopause, PMS. And finally, candida produces these xenoestrogens that weaken collagen production, and consequently, the inner membrane can crack, causing an injury. Sugar is a contributing factor to injury. Think about it. If it can rob enough calcium and minerals from your teeth to cause cavities, that's holes in the teeth, think about what it can do to your internal organs. This is where the findings of Dr. Fibiger come in. Dr. Fibiger, 1926, watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them were getting cancer. He repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, and he received a Nobel Prize because he totally proved the relationship of sugar to cancer. Again, in 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg also did all kinds of scientific experiments to prove that fermentation of sugar causes cancer. Injuries can come from toxic heavy metals. Where do we get them from? Every vaccination shot and every single flu shot is loaded with toxic heavy metals such as aluminum and mercury, which is called timoroso. And these heavy metals can get into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. That leads to inflammation, and it impedes the circulation of oxygen and nutrients to the various organs of the body. Dr. Hamer said that the injury in cancer comes from strong negative emotions, such as anger, unforgiveness, hatred. We can all relate to this. Think of what happens to your stomach at the solar plexus when you have that feeling of anger. It creates an overload of toxic acid. We've all felt it. And these acids eat away at the membranes of internal organs. And there is a saying that goes along with cancer, and it's this: what's eating you? So one thing we need to know is that cancer starts from an injury. That's why there is cell replication happening in cancer. And that injury requires a framework of therapeutic nutrition that's not found in the grocery stores to repair and heal that injury. Let's move into understanding what happens when there is an injury. Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to that injured area that we call current of injury, and that triggers the stem cells in that injured organ into action. As we know, the stem cells are responsible for cell replication to repair that injury. So now we have an injury, we have a message to the stem cells, and the stem cells are now in the process of replicating cells. But they need fundamental building blocks to do their work of healthy cell replication. They need amino acids, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, oxygen, and so on, and phytonutrients. If all of these building blocks are present in abundance, the stem cells are happy. They take these building blocks and they're able to replicate healthy cells for us. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops. The stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury stops. However, imagine if one of these building blocks is missing, if minerals are missing. Imagine how difficult it is for the stem cells to do their work. Consequently, that cell replication continues until we feed, that current of injury continues until we feed the body plenty of minerals and essential nutrients to stop the current of injury. Let's talk about inflammation. It's a common word used in the medical society, but I'm not sure that we all understand what it means and how it all unfolds. In my world, inflammation starts from leaky gut. I have now mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins, poke holes in the gut membrane. They escape into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. And that heaviness puts an extra stress on the blood vessels through which the blood flows. And that stress, that heaviness, makes the little tiny holes in the blood vessels to dilate. When this happens, now all of these toxic lectins, these heavy metals, there's now undigested food particles, this candida starts to escape and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissue. Going back to the blood has blood plasma proteins that are there for the transport of oxygen, water, and nutrients to the various cells and tissues. Now, these blood plasma proteins can now escape through the holes in those blood vessels. And they attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all of these various toxins. That causes a swelling, which is the first process of inflammation. And that's not even a problem if we have a healthy lymphatic system. That lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and return them back to the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which are adjacent to the neck area. That's where the lymphatic system meets the blood. The lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium and toxins, neutralize many of them, and dump the rest out through our natural elimination channels, which are the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. Okay, now, imagine what happens if that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by that toxic debris from drugs, toxic acid emotions and stress, toxic teeth, vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals, and so on. It starts to malfunction. And now, there begins to be a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins. And over a period of time, this buildup leads to chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. When the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by those stem cells can no longer take place. And this is Dr. Otto Warburg's findings. If now there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation because sugar feeds the fermentation process. And the end result of fermentation is ammonia and more acids. So now we have an accumulation of all this debris And we have ammonia and acids, which is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus. Just a note of interest. That bacteria, those microbes, those parasites are eating up that toxic debris. In my world, they're eating them up to save your life. Now, when the fungus integrates into the human stem cell line during the process of cell replication, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. A note of interest. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. You are not in the you cannot inherit a cancer that will happen to you later on in your life. That genetic defect is a result of the fungus which integrates into the stem cell line and genetically defects the cell. So now we have a replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. Consequently, that current of injury continues with continued replication of those fungal mutated cells, and we give it a name, cancer. Now that we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth when the repair of injury does not happen due to a nutritional deficiency and a lack of oxygen, and fungus takes over, we can prevent it from happening or we can reverse the whole process. So what do? We stop feeding the cancer. We eliminate sugars, starches, grain, honey, maple syrup, alcohol, anything that's sugary, we eliminate it from our foods. We don't eat those things anymore. Second thing, we repair the injury. We repair the injury by eating the right foods. Okay. We can have grass-fed meats, fish, chicken, eggs, turkey, all the kinds of vegetables, walnuts, almonds, all the seeds, all kinds of berries. But even if you are eating the right foods, there simply is not enough nutrition in those grocery store bought foods. This is where we resort to superfoods. Thank you, Nature Sunshine, for their quality controlled superfoods. What do we put in our smoothies for superfoods? Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing trace minerals, and they come from plant sources. And all kinds of tonic herbs to feed the glands and the adrenals. We can put in Collatrim Plus, which is bioavailable collagen powder. As I mentioned, Candida destroys the membrane's abilities to produce collagen, so we add Collatrim Plus. We add Green Zone for all the phytonutrients, for carbohydrates, for amino acids. We add Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana, which is excellent for breaking up sticky blood. We can add aloe vera juice or aloe vera gel, which helps to heal the leaky gut and helps to heal injuries internally. And this kind of smoothie replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. Most juices made at home are too sweet. They're made from apples, carrots, beets, and they contain way too much sugar. Then on top of that, we can use Super Omega 3, which makes the cells pliable so oxygen can move in and toxins can move out. We can add vitamin D3 to replace the vitamin D3 that is lost by phytates found in present-day grains. And then we move into addressing inflammation. This is where you may need to have a consultation to discover where your inflammation is coming from, to discover the sources of your inflammation. And then we need to address them. But having said that, we also clean the debris out of the bloodstream. We drink lots of chlorophyll, which helps to bind heavy metals. We take flax hull lignans, which binds toxic xenoestrogens. We can take colostrum on an empty stomach, which is scientifically known to bind toxic lectins. We take protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach to get into the bloodstream to digest those undigested food particles that are floating around in the bloodstream. Protease plus enzyme is also a designer enzyme known to break down the outer protein coating of cancer cells. We take lots of cat's claw herbal combination to open up that lymphatic system so all those toxins can drain out through the natural elimination channels. And we address elimination. We might need to activate the kidneys with a kidney flush and use combination K. We may need to activate the bowels by using a herbal combination for the bowels. I really like LBS too. We may need to take Live-C or we have another one, Body Detox, for liver activity. And then we address the fungal infection, which is causing the cancer, by taking papa, and there's other antifungal herbs. There's podarco. There's also Easyac tea. There's red clover. So we have a few of them. The one that Dr. McLaughlin studied for over 20 years was the American papa, which he found to be almost 1 million times stronger than adriamycin chemotherapy in destroying cancer cells. We want to increase stem cell production. And we find that astragalus in capsules, it's found in capsules, it's also in the cat's claw combination. It's also found in mineral chitonic. We find that it increases stem cell production. So we've had many different people who have done this specific program and have been able to overcome their cancers. As I mentioned, Pearl was there in Vancouver. She overcame cervical cancer. Oh, Michael was there, overcame prostate cancer. Luciano was there, and we worked with some of his clients, a lady that overcame breast cancer. In Kelowna, we had Juanita was there. She overcame uterine cancer. Let me just try to think who we had a few others in Kelowna. It's just not coming to my mind. Val was there, and her husband overcame lung cancer. I think we had a few more there. I just want everyone to know that your body is created to heal if you understand how to use nutrition therapeutically, and if you address all the sources of inflammation caused, which is caused by different poisons that are getting into your body. If you address that and stop putting those poisons into the body, you can overcome your own cancer or your own multiple sclerosis or dementia or Alzheimer's, because they have a common thread. So with this, I'm going to turn the recording button off and I'll open it up to questions. Just give me a second.